Here's someone who followed the rule of sticking around till the job is done. Michelangelo. You don't think that in the middle of painting a fresco at the Sistine Chapel, he just clocked off every day at 5, do you? If you've ever been to the Vatican, you know the feeling of walking around with your neck bent toward the ceiling. But as Jake Warga tells us, there's also a lot to see beneath your feet.
I'm at the Vatican with Dr. Christopher Longhurst. He's the
Operatore Didactico, teaching operator in the Vatican Museums.
Our first stop is the Basilica of St. Peter's. When you enter, it's hard not to look up. The whole design directs your gaze to the ceilings, at basically the promise of heaven. However, I made it only as far as the portico, the entrance door, before tripping on the unevenly worn floor and asked Chris about it.
This is rose porphyry, a stone that's reserved only to the imperial family. It's extinct today. It can't be quarried today, so you can guarantee this is being recycled from an imperial space.
It's some really tough marble, unlike the softer marble worn around it through centuries of visitors.
Using a laser, for example, it would take about an hour to cut an inch into porphyry.
Once inside the basilica, we stop directly on a circle of the same red stone.
This is the precise place where Charlemagne was crowned Holy Roman Emperor on Christmas Day 800, on this very porphyry disc, which would have been in the sanctuary of the old St. Peter's.
And that's something the versatile popes did a lot of, scavenging and repurposing a material. Why pay for new works when you can pilfer it?
Most of this marble that you're looking at is not being quarried for this church. It's being recycled from the Roman Forum, from the Colosseum. The reason why the Colosseum is in the state it's in today is not because of the passing of time. No, it's because the popes used those places as quarries.
So why go through all the effort of making or even relocating a floor that's just for walking on?
Ad maiorem Dei gloriam, all for the greater glory of God. That was the motto. If you can do it more magnificently, more splendidly, then so be it.
We exit into St. Peter's Square, paved with little cobblestones called San Petrini, which Chris fondly calls Little St. Peter Stones. There's a plaque on the ground marking where, in 1981, an assassination attempt was made on John Paul II. Chris sets the scene.
So the Pope was exiting in his Popemobile.
Anytime someone says that.
I'm sorry, Popemobile to me is one of the funniest words in the world.
It's called the Popemobile. It's designed especially for him to travel.
Right, back to our story.
Precisely at this place, when someone standing around here took out a gun and shot at the Pope. So here you have his coat of arms. The M beneath the cross represents Mary at the foot of the cross, because he believes that it was thanks to the Virgin Mary, a lady of Fatima, who saves his life.
We left when we could no longer see the ground. There were so many tourists. Busloads were queuing up to see the inside. It seemed like everyone was photographing the buildings or themselves in front of the buildings, but few were looking down at the past, except to avoid tripping in the present. From the Vatican, I'm Jake Warga.